This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. As the coronavirus continues its march around the world, the numbers are sobering. More than 291,000 people are dead, while over 4.2 million people globally have been infected. The United States continues to be the country hardest hit, with Johns Hopkins University reporting the death toll topping 82,000. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is offering a blunt warning of what he calls really serious consequences if state and local officials lift stay-at-home orders too quickly. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Fauci says as their economies reopen,
even under the best of circumstances, when you pull back on mitigation, you will see some cases appear.
And if communities rush into it without following federal guidelines and being ready to handle cases,
my concern is that we will start to see little spikes that might turn into outbreaks,
leading to avoidable death and suffering. Fauci testified to a Senate panel remotely while under self-quarantine, even as President Trump pushes states to restart their economies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korean health authorities say they have no immediate plans to reinstate strict social distancing rules despite a fresh coronavirus outbreak in the capital of Seoul. Officials have scrambled to trace and test thousands of people over the past week after a cluster of new infections linked to nightclubs and bars raised fears of a second outbreak. China is reporting 7 new COVID cases Wednesday, 6 of them in the northeastern province of Jilin, where authorities have raised alert levels and suspended rail connections to one county, where a cluster of unknown origin has been growing. Russia registered more than 10,000.